You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What up, world? Welcome on all to another episode of Ocho Live, presented to you in partnership, as always, with SB Nation's bloggingtheboys.com. My name is RG Ochoa. You know me, of course, from BTB and from right here as your humble host on Ocho Live. You can watch us live every day at about 3 o'clock Central Time. Sometimes we go at weird times. That's why we are here right now. You can watch on my Twitter or Periscope. That's at RG Ochoa. You can also watch along live on the Blog and the Boys Facebook live feed. If you're a podcast listener, subscribe to the Blog and the Boys podcast feed. You get access to all of our shows there. We're on all Apple and Android devices. Just give it the old search and you will find us. Leave a review if you're so inclined. It is Sunday, January 6th, 2018. And while it is a Sunday, we did not have Dallas Cowboys football today. Because they won on Saturday. If you listened to the podcast version of Ocho Live, you heard our sounds from the locker room episode. You heard from Jerry Jones, Zeke Elliott, Jalen Smith, DeMarcus Lawrence, and a few others. And we're here now to discuss the divisional round, because that is where the Dallas Cowboys find themselves after the big win over the Seattle Seahawks on Saturday. Thanks to the Philadelphia Eagles shocking the world yet again, Nick Foles and his sorcery are very difficult to understand. But thanks to that happening, the Dallas Cowboys will travel to take on the Los Angeles Rams. That game will be played next Saturday. That is January 12th, 2019, obviously. And it will be the night game, Saturday night, on Fox. Cowboys likely to draw Joe Buck, Troy Aikman, Aaron Andrews, and the rest for the second week in a row. And this is big. This is big boy football. This is the third time in 5 years that the Cowboys are in the divisional round. In each of the last two instances, they were spelled by Aaron Rodgers. It will not be the mighty Aaron Rodgers, who did attend Cal, incidentally. It will instead be the Los Angeles Rams, Sean McVay, Jared Goff, Todd Gurley, etc. A lot to really kind of dive into. This is a huge game, and I think it goes without saying a lot of people have already kind of started to sort of forecast ahead at this. It's going to be a pretty heavy Cowboys crowd. I know we have a lot of viewers and a lot of listeners. By the way, shout out to all the international listeners. Had a lot of international listeners reach out over the weekend and say that they listen from all sorts of places, Brazil and whatnot. But it is safe to say that there is going to be quite the stronghold representing America's team this Saturday when the Cowboys visit the Rams. You know, I think when you look at the sort of reincarnated version of the Los Angeles Rams, obviously they're still new to the LA area, they're still playing at the Coliseum and everything, but the biggest games that have taken place at that stadium were undoubtedly the opening game, the preseason game, which coincidentally was Dak Prescott playing there back in 2016, and the Monday Night Football game that we saw a few weeks ago when they had that huge shootout with the Kansas City Chiefs, etc. But this game, this has the potential to be the hugest, most ginormous, most incredible, most lit, whatever adjective you want to use. This game is probably going to be wild. You have the Dallas Cowboys visiting Los Angeles, California, for a playoff game against a Rams team that has been the toast of the town. The Lakers are off on Saturday. LeBron James will probably be there. There will probably be all sorts of celebrities and all sorts of actors and musicians and whatnot. This is going to be just a Jerry Jones fest, and it's going to be incredible. And you look at this, the Cowboys certainly have their work cut out for them, and a lot of you are asking, who would you have rather played? And obviously, at this point, what you would have rather have happened really doesn't matter, because we know what's happening. The Cowboys are playing the Rams. So let's kind of take your confidence level as we sit. Again, we're talking right now, late Sunday night. 1 to 10, with 10 being the most. How confident are you that the Dallas Cowboys can go to Los Angeles and take down the Rams and make it to the NFC Championship game for the first time since 1995. Lots of answers pouring in. 7.5, 7, 7, 7. I sound like Monica Geller. We've got a 10, another 10. Here's a 9, so somebody, not quite super confident. We've got an 8 on Facebook, another 9. Our lowest answer so far on all platforms is a 7, although we did just get from Just Manny 31 a 3 on Periscope. So Just Manny lowering that average, the opposite of a curve. But it's possible. I mean, it's certainly possible. You have to imagine that from a crowd perspective, this is the best situation for the Cowboys. They could not have packed any other stadium in the NFL, with the exception of their own, the unusual place that Pete Carroll referred to. They could not have packed any other stadium in the NFL more than they can pack the Coliseum in Los Angeles. There's no denying that. The Rams don't have Drew Brees. That's kind of a good thing. And I think that it's fair to say that if the Cowboys were playing the New Orleans Saints, that New Orleans was going to want to send a message. I think that's fair. I think that that makes sense. The Saints obviously wanted to prove that they were not, a team that Dallas has the number of. In fact, if you remember, after the Cowboys beat the Saints back in November, Cam Jordan, defensive lineman for the Saints, he said, "I hope that we see the Cowboys in the playoffs." New Orleans wants that opportunity. And it is possible that the Cowboys could still visit the Big Easy if both the Saints and Cowboys make it to the NFC Championship game. That would be the case. But, the Rams don't have Drew Brees. That's the biggest factor here. Jared Goff was the apple of many people's eye back in the 2016 draft period when Cowboys fans were starting to look at a potential replacement for Tony Romo, etc. And Jared Goff obviously went number one overall to LA. And so the fact that you've got Jared Goff as opposed to Drew Brees, I think, is a huge win. I will say, though, there's a comment on Periscope that just disappeared. Aaron Donald is a problem. Aaron Donald is undoubtedly a problem. I can guarantee you this. I don't make a lot of guarantees, but I can guarantee you that at some point this week, we're talking on Sunday, at some point NFL Network is going to re-air the footage of Aaron Donald beating Zach Martin at the Senior Bowl in 2014. I can guarantee you that, because that year, this will now be 5 years ago, amazingly, time flies, that year the only person who Zach Martin could not handle at the Senior Bowl was Aaron Donald. And I guarantee you that we see that footage maybe once, maybe twice, but that is sort of the play here. The Cowboys played the Rams last season. We all know that at AT&T Stadium. The Rams had their all-Navy uniforms with the white horn helmet. It looked terrible, and that was a game that went down to the wire. That was a game that the Cowboys probably should have won, I think a lot of people felt, in the moment, and that was sort of the ascension of Sean McVay. That was him and the Rams really kind of finding themselves. You look at this, Ezekiel Elliott is the NFL's leading rusher, and he was a second-team All-Pro. The first-team All-Pro running back was Todd Gurley, who was the running back for the Los Angeles Rams. And now, Todd Gurley has to deal with the Hot Boys. There are so many juicy storylines that are sort of in this game. I'll probably write about this at bloggingtheboys.com if you're listening or watching this after Sunday night. Maybe you want to head over there. And I think the celebrity aspect of this is huge. Obviously, you've got Zeke versus Todd Gurley. You've got Todd Gurley versus the Hot Boys. You've got Aaron Donald versus Zach Martin and Joe Looney and Connor Williams. You have Brandon Cooks, against Byron Jones. You have Sean McVay against Jason Garrett. It wasn't that long ago. It was just a few months ago. If you remember, after the Thursday night game that the Rams played against the Minnesota Vikings, that feels like forever ago, but it was obviously earlier in the season. After that game, Jerry Jones on 105.3 The Fan, he talked about how he saw some similarities, and he talked about how he wanted the Cowboys to be like the Rams, and everybody laughed and everybody said, "You're crazy, you're ridiculous, there's no way that the Cowboys can be like that." Well, guess what? The Cowboys have to take on the Rams. Another great point a lot of you mentioning on Periscope and Facebook is this is Tavon Austin's homecoming. The Cowboys sent a sixth-round draft pick to the Rams during the NFL draft to acquire Tavon Austin, who had a big game himself on Saturday night against the Seahawks. Obviously, didn't have the punt return touchdown, but was very active in the punt game. This is kind of cool. And Amari Cooper is from the Bay Area. We know that. Not from the Bay Area. Spent some time in the Bay Area, obviously being drafted and playing for the Oakland Raiders. I think also, you look at this whole Cowboys run, that they have been on really started, obviously, with the trading for Amari Cooper. But there was one guy who really kind of serves as the bookmark for when the season turned for the Dallas Cowboys. And shockingly, his name is Brad Paisley. That's right. When Jason Garrett was at, was it Game 3 of the World Series? Somebody could correct me if I'm wrong. The game that went to 18 innings. When Jason Garrett was sitting there with Brad Paisley, the world made fun of him. The next Sunday on NFL Fox Countdown, Jimmy Johnson said, hey, you know what? He shouldn't be there. He should be doing his own things, etc., blah, blah, blah. Everybody killed Jason Garrett for being at the World Series. That World Series game was in Los Angeles, where the Cowboys will be. It's a really interesting, you know, sort of assimilation and just kind of merging together of all these different details. Another great point from Fly Mike O on Periscope, the Cowboys will run into Wade Phillips again. The Cowboys are going to play their former head coach. You look at this, Jason Garrett taking on not just the future of the NFL and coaching and Sean McVay, but taking on his... I don't even want to call him his teacher, but his predecessor at the very least in Wade Phillips. There's a lot going into this. You know, Jerry Jones was so instrumental in taking the NFL, not the Cowboys, obviously, back to Los Angeles. That was part of what finalized his Hall of Fame candidacy. And now this is here. It would be amazing if this was the game that the Cowboys finally won to put themselves back in territory that they haven't visited in over 20 years. It's a lot. It's a lot to kind of take in. And overall, this is possible. I think this is very possible. Again, the fact that you're not drawing Drew Brees and the fact that you're not drawing a pissed off Drew Brees, because that's the reality here, is the New Orleans Saints were waiting for the Dallas Cowboys. I think we all agree with that. And for what it's worth, that could still await the Cowboys if the Saints do beat the Philadelphia Eagles next Sunday afternoon. But the New Orleans Saints really want a chance, I think, to avenge, the loss that they had to Dallas way back in November, and that will not be the case now. I think that Jared Goff is the key. The Hot Boys are such a dynamic group and have been the reason for the Cowboys' success beyond Amari Cooper. There's a lot of reasons. And the fact that Jared Goff has to contend with the Hot Boys is going to make life very, very, very difficult for him. You know, you look at this, and can Dak Prescott continue against, Aaron Donald and Ndamukong Suh? There's a lot of resources on that Rams defense that is led by Wade Phillips. This is the tallest order, I think, without question, that the Cowboys have faced. I think everybody felt that way when it came down to the Saints back in November. But this, the Rams are loaded. They were the story of the offseason. They went and traded for Brandon Cooks, traded for Marcus Peters, traded for Aqib Talib. I mean, they have just about everybody that they wanted. You know, they even checked in on Khalil Mack when Khalil Mack got traded to the Bears, etc. The Rams are the standard. It has been finalized. It was penciled in way back when, after that Monday Night Football game, that the Rams and Chiefs were going to meet in the Super Bowl, and it's kind of amazing that the Cowboys have the ability to beat them. And what it's going to come down to, I know I said Jared Goff and the Hot Boys, if the Cowboys are able to continue running the ball the way they have been, if they're able to feed Zeke, and Zeke is talking about these double spoons, the playoffs are two spoons, etc., if the Cowboys are able to do that, That's it. That's what it is. I mean, the Cowboys, this is going to be a game very similar to the New Orleans Saints game, very similar to the New Orleans Saints game in 2009. The Cowboys are going to have to put together long, methodical drives. They cannot settle for field goals in this game because points are going to be at a premium. This is it. This is what the Cowboys have been building towards. This is the game of the season for the NFL, I think. You could argue the Cowboys already played in the game of the season when they beat the New Orleans Saints. This is the chance that the Cowboys have been waiting for. It's really exciting. It's really exciting and a really interesting, entertaining game and something that's going to be fantastic. And for what it's worth, the Philadelphia Eagles, again, did beat the Chicago Bears. You know, man, poor Cody Parkey. It's unbelievable that Chicago booed him and whatnot. But if the Philadelphia Eagles were to win next Sunday after the Cowboys won, and this was something that we were discussing on Twitter all day long, if the Cowboys and Eagles both win in the divisional round, which for what it's worth would both be road upsets, that would mean that the Philadelphia Eagles would travel to AT&T Stadium for the NFC Championship game. And I know that sounds exciting. I know that sounds great. I know everybody wants to see a one last home game at AT&T Stadium. But I will tell you this, if that is the case, if 1 week from right now we are talking about an NFC Championship game between the Dallas Cowboys and Philadelphia Eagles, that will be the most terrifying week that any of us have experienced in a long time, obviously within the context of football fandom. That week will be terrifying because, look, I know it sucks to admit, and I know that Eagles fans are what they are, but Nick Foles is a weird dude, all right? Nick Foles has a weird sorcery to his game. He has a weird magic, and we saw it on display in Chicago, the fact that he was able to take down that enormous defense. It's hard to really kind of imagine what Nick Foles would be like against the Cowboys. The Cowboys did sweep the Eagles this season, but those games were quarterbacked by Carson Wentz, and so Nick Foles changes the game. If that happens, it will be a different animal than this particular game. Obviously, the Cowboys have to get through the Rams first. And again, I do think it's possible. I think I don't want to say likely. I think this is a coin flip of a game because the Cowboys have something that is extremely valuable. The Cowboys have faith. And that sounds ridiculous. It sounds like George Michael, but the Cowboys have a level of faith in themselves. You know, last night after the Cowboys beat the Seahawks, there was a shared bond, a shared belief, a shared understanding that what the Cowboys have going on is special, that they believe that. And whether that is true, whether it's false, whether it's ridiculous, whether it's absurd, whether it makes sense, the fact that they believe it is what matters. And the Cowboys completely, totally, absolutely have bought in and believe in two things. They believe in Dak Prescott as their leader. There is no doubt, there is no denying that he is the unquestioned, unequivocal leader of the Dallas Cowboys. They all spoke incredibly highly of him. Byron Jones said he's one of the best in the league. Jalen Smith said he's a monster and that they're behind him every step of the way. Joe Looney said that he's their captain. That's why he wears that C on his chest. Zach Martin said he didn't want anybody else to be his quarterback. That is a very, very powerful emotion. And I think something else that the Cowboys have going for them, and it sounds crazy given the season that we've seen so far for the Cowboys, that these would be the two points of stability in Dak Prescott and Jason Garrett. The Cowboys themselves, and again, you can disagree with it, you can think it's silly, you can think it's dumb, you can think it's stupid, but they absolutely believe in Jason Garrett. They fight for him, they love him, they go to bat for him. Whatever needs to be done, the Dallas Cowboys believe in it because of Jason Garrett. That's a very, very powerful emotion, and it's a very, very powerful tool in sports, in football, and they believe in it. The moment between Jason Garrett and Allen Hurns, and it goes without saying that all of us are thinking and praying for and hoping the best for Allen Hurns, the moment, and it was all over the broadcast, where Jason Garrett held Allen Hurns' hand, that was very, very, very powerful. You can listen to this, again, on the Sounds from the Locker Room episode of Ocho Live. Byron Jones spoke about that, and he referred to Jason Garrett as a father figure. He said that he's more than our coach. He's a father figure to the point that, you know, he takes care of us. You know, Byron Jones talked about how, you know, the Cowboys and all NFL teams, all football teams spend so much time together. They spend so much time with one another, and you develop, you know, care. You develop emotions and feelings for one another. You care for each other. They're a family, and I know that sounds cheesy and cliche and like a movie and whatnot, but it is the absolute truth, and it's something that is working in their benefit as they head for another battle. You know, the Cowboys have this, it's us against the world mentality about them. And the fact that they're taking on the team that the entire world crowned, the Rams were the team. Yeah, and you know what you saw, everybody saw in the offseason when they landed in Ndamukong Suh, when they traded for whoever, it was, oh, the Rams just going to win the Super Bowl. They're not going to lose a game, etc. They're going to be amazing. Sean McVay, you know, he memorized everything. He knows every player and everything that ever happened in the history of the world. And the fact that they were crowned, I think, is a motivation for anybody, but specifically for the Dallas Cowboys, because this is the Dallas Cowboys. This is America's team. This is a big stage. This is Los Angeles, Saturday night, and all the people are going to be there. This is going to be the game of the Jason Garrett era. It really does kind of have that feel. You know, divisional weekend, if you've watched NFL football for long enough, you know that this weekend that we are approaching is incredible. You know, the divisional round of the NFL playoffs never disappoints. You always get four magnificent games. And we're going to get Colts-Chiefs early on Saturday afternoon that will hopefully set the tone. But this Saturday night, Cowboys-Rams has the potential to be a really memorable night and a really memorable game in the history of the Dallas Cowboys. This is, you know, the Cowboys are kind of playing with house money, if we're being honest. The Cowboys were 3-5. Think about that for a second. The Cowboys were 3-5, and they now find themselves against the Los Angeles Rams, a game away from the NFC Championship game. That sounds absurd. A lot of you, by the way, are listing the line. I saw the line. If anybody on Twitter, Periscope, or the Blog and the Voice Facebook Live, you could give us the line that you have seen, that would be helpful for the group's conversation. I know that it is adjusting. Obviously, the line did just come out about an hour ago when the Eagles beat the Bears. I think it was 6.5, maybe 7 was the first thing I saw. But again, appreciate your comments. This game is huge. Thank you very much. None other on Periscope. Rams by 7. And we've got Eddie Future says Rams by 7. That's mybookie.ag. So that's a big line. That's a big spread. You know, the Cowboys are only 2-point favorites over the Seahawks. They won by 2. Vegas is pretty good. So the Rams by 7, and that's going to be a big thing, I think, all week long, too. You know, we saw Pete Carroll. He talked about the Cowboys referred to AT&T Stadium as an unusual place. Well, the fact that the Cowboys are a full touchdown underdog against the Rams after they just won a playoff game, you think about this. You know, the Seahawks are a team that, A, beat the Kansas City Chiefs not too long ago, and B, have been able to hang with the Rams. And the Cowboys just beat that team, and they're a touchdown underdog. I think there's something to be said about the state of the offense on the Cowboys. I know that's everybody's concern. I think everybody here and everybody listening and everybody watching, I think we can all agree that the Cowboys defense can definitely hang with the Rams offense. Yeah, they might bend, they might break at times, but I think ultimately the Cowboys defense can certainly do their end of the bargain this Saturday night in Los Angeles, where this game's going to be won or lost is going to be on the side of the offense, whether the Cowboys can score enough points. And coincidentally, you know, the Cowboys scored the most points of all wild card teams. The Cowboys scored 24 points in the wild card round, and nobody else scored that much. The Los Angeles Chargers scored 23. The Seahawks obviously scored 22. But the Cowboys, I think, if I had to put a percentage on their chances, I'd give them a 47, 48% chance. I think it's right there. I think they're right underneath a 50% chance. This is, if we know one thing about the Jason Garrett-led Cowboys, and this is a bit of a narrative thing, this is a bit of, you know, an off-the-field thing, Jason Garrett's Cowboys, A, do not quit. We've never seen his Cowboy team quit, which is evidenced by the fact that we're talking about a team in the divisional round that was 3-5, for goodness sake. But they do not quit, and they do not ever not show up. I mean, you know, I know the Cowboys got skunked in Indianapolis. That was a different thing. They'd already really kind of won their emotional game. The Cowboys have turned things back on. And I really think that this is a game that they're going to show up for. This is big. This is very, very, very big. And we typically see them, at the very least, have big performances. They're not always wins. But the Cowboys typically put together a big performance on the big stage in big time moments. And I can promise you this one thing at the very core of it all. It will be a good time. All right. It will be a good time. Whatever happens, it will be a good time. The Cowboys are 7-point underdogs. We're going to have a lot to talk about all week long. Make sure you follow me on Twitter. I'm at RG Ochoa. We will be on Ocho Live tomorrow on Monday, January 7th at 3 p.m. Central Time. If you want to join us live, you can always catch the rewatch on my Twitter or Periscope or the blog on the Voice Facebook Live feed. You can always listen to the podcast version of the show if that's your cup of tea. I won't hold it against you. However you want to fly, make sure you subscribe on all Apple and Android devices. Also, subscribe to the official Blog on the Boys YouTube channel. We got a lot going on. It's the playoffs. It's the second round of the playoffs. The Cowboys are going to try to do something they haven't done in 20 years, more than 20 years. It's going to be a big time game. So get ready, get your food ready, get your menus prepped, get your jersey ready, whatever's got to be going on in your life on Saturday. It's going to be a good time. We're going to have a lot of fun. So with that being said, we will see you mañana, my friends. As always, go Cowboys and peace out.
Hello, you're listening to Simone de Rochefort, one of the hosts of The Polygon Show. It's a show all about the video games that you'll never have time to play, brought to you by four friends who are just as passionate about food, soft drinks, and TV shows as we are about video games. Every Friday, we bring you a new hour of personal stories, like how we found the best way to play Yakuza 0, or even what happens when you play so much Zelda that you hurt your hands and can't play games anymore. Above all, we just have a really good time talking about the games that we love. Check out the show on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcatcher. You can also find us at Polygon Show on Twitter and send a tweet to say hi. Thanks for listening.